superstition. Men tremble at my name and live according to my will, for I am a harsh master. And yet, behind the grim and terrible mask of mystery which the world knows and fears, I am laughing. How I am laughing!
Yep, jails has their good and bad points, son. But this one gripes me. The food's terrible, and they always park me here.
Well, are we supposed to be particular in this joint?
No, now don't get cynical, Bart. When you've been in as many times as I have, you'll get philosophical like me. About everything but beans. I can't go 'em, and I ain't at nothing else but for 6 months.
That's swell for me. I'm in for 10 years.
You don't tell me. A nice-looking young fella like you. Well, don't worry none. They'll make a trustee out of you, and then pretty soon, probation. Yeah, they did that with me for 5 or 6 times. But this last trip was the straw that broke the bull's back. So I'm gonna have a nice, long vacation.
Yeah? Say, don't that guy ever get tired singing?
I don't know. He's a lifer. I've only been here 6 months, and he ain't tired yet. Hey, Johnny.
Hello.
Who's Johnny?
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting you just came in this morning. Johnny's the jailer. Oh, he's a swell guy.
What's wrong, boys?
Oh, that mug in number 160. What's he want to use his strength like that for? Singing. Put him on a rock pile.
Yeah, can't you shut him up before I go nuts?
Well, I'll do what I can, but this ain't a hotel. After all, boys, it is a free country.
Free country? Oh, such a sense of humor.
Hey, you number 160, pipe down for a while.
Okay.
I can't stand this. I'll die or something.
Oh, no, you won't, son. You kids are all alike. You want to play a tough game, but you're bad losers.
Oh, I ain't a bad loser, but I can't take it when a dizzy superstition railroads me into the big house.
Superstition? That's a new alibi.
Alibi nothing. My palm itched. And the dumb bit of fluff I'd collected told me it was a sure sign that I was in for some big money.
Yeah, I wish I could cash in on my itching palms like that.
The itching palm, eh? I think that started with the old Saxons. They believed that if you rubbed diseased skin with silver, it would be cured.
Yeah. Someone probably had hives, and when he got some shekels in his fist, he forgot all about scratching. Them Saxon guys wasn't so dumb. Show me enough silver, and I'd be cured, too.
Well, anyhow, I was sap enough to believe in this Dame Violet and the itching palm gag, and she was so sure that I was going to get money in a hurry that she drags me down to a swell ice house.
Ice house?
Sure. You see, I was pretty stuck on her, and had promised her a diamond bracelet or such like when I hit big money. Well, counter her superstition, she drags me down to the swellest store in Chi, and we're in the door before I know it. Then baby lamps her necklace, all blue and cold and sparkling. She goes haywire and pulls her big society act, trying to make an impression on the dope behind the glass case. Gee, I can see it now. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, the time when all the blue bloods is lapping up tea. There's nobody else in the store when we walks in.
Four o'clock. Oh, dear. I promised to meet Mother at 5, Ernest. But I did so want to purchase a necklace this afternoon. The Van Dyne dinner is tonight, you know.
Well, you know you can eat without a diamond necklace, darling. We can come back when we have more time.
If Madame does not care for the necklace in the case, I shall get 3 more from the vault, if she will be so kind as to wait a few moments. I am sure that we can please her.
But...
Oh, yes, Ernest. Let us wait.
Thank you, Madame. I shan't be long.
All right. Let's have the song and dance.
I've been thinking it over, Ernie. An itching palm don't have to mean money all the time.
Did you have to bring me here to tell me that?
It might mean diamonds.
Oh, I see. And what do you want me to do? Climb over the case and get that necklace or just break the glass?
Oh, honey, baby wants a necklace. You got a gat, ain't you? When the man brings back the sparklers, lift one. It's a cinch. The place is deserted. No one can see this setup but the clerk that's waiting on us.
Oh, it's a cinch, huh? Don't want to wait for the money now. Just stick up a swell jewelry dump 4 o'clock of a Friday afternoon and walk out like nothing happened. Can you dish it out?
Listen to me and you won't go wrong. Opportunity knocks only once and she don't break the door down to get in. Don't you see, honey? If you pass this up, you'll change your luck. Everything you touch will be sour grapes.
Supposing I did lift the ice. There's an old guy by the door looking at the watch case display.
What of it? He's too old to hurt you.
Oh, it ain't that, but I have to lay me plans, baby. This ain't my line. I always look before I leap.
Yeah, and that's just why you ain't in the big dough. Listen, Ernie, if you love me, you'll get them sparklers today.
Right now, huh?
You know what I mean. If you don't, I'll leave you.
You'll leave me? That's a hot one. This morning you said I was pure gold.
Yeah, and I still say it. Pure gold. Yellow all the way through.
Me yellow? Why, you...
Darling, here he comes now.
I hope that I didn't keep you waiting too long, madam. Here's a lovely necklace, the best we have to offer.
Oh, how beautiful.
Say, they are swell.
Beg pardon?
I said they are well matched.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. A beautiful piece of workmanship.
They almost frighten me. I'd be afraid to wear the necklace very often. So many robberies nowadays.
Oh, yes, yes. It's always well to be prepared. We even...
Like that necklace, Violet?
Why, yes.
All right. We'll take that one.
Oh, you have admirable taste, sir.
Yes. My fiancée told me that I was pure gold this morning. And I want to prove to her that it really is gold.
Why, Ernest, how sweet of you.
I must agree. The necklace makes a handsome gift. When shall I have it delivered?
I'll take it with me.
Very well, sir.
Business pretty slow right now?
Yes, hardly anyone about at this time of the day, excepting that old gentleman near the door. He's quite a character. Seems that he was a watchmaker in the old country and never tires of watching our display. We'll be glad to accept your check, sir.
Oh, you'll take a check?
Of course, but there'll be certain formalities, you understand, such a large amount.
Sure, I understand. But I'll make it easier than that. Hand over them sparklers, quick and quiet.
Is this a holdup?
Right, and I got you covered, brother. Go on, wrap up the purchase as usual and smile while you're doing it.
Ernie, be careful.
Shut up. I'm yellow, huh? Well, watch my dust. You wanted to quit me if I didn't get that ice for you. Now I'm getting it, and then I'm quitting you. I know your kind and your bad medicine. Get me?
Oh, Ernie, you got me wrong.
I'll say I did. Now shut up. Is that package ready yet?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Fine. You'll have to hurry to make that 5 o'clock appointment, dear. Act natural. You behind the counter. Speak up. Act like we was customers.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Come in again.
Thanks. Go ahead, dear. I'll follow.
Ernie, that old man.
No, go on, darling. What's keeping you? I'm trying to see the time. Hey, see here. What's the idea? I resent this.
Come off your high horse, Napoleon. We know you.
Did you get his gun, Dick?
Sure, and the necklace, too. Here you are.
Why, you're the old guy that was looking at them watches.
Sure. That isn't all I was watching.
A flatfoot.
Detective to you, Mrs. Vanderbilt. Since you two like jewelry so much, here are some fine-looking bracelets for you.
Handcuffs.
You're telling me. And all because of an itching palm. Am I a sap?
Come on. Quit throwing bouquets.
All right. But wait a minute. You don't have to get hard.
Well. Just a boy scout doing his daily good deed.
I don't see nothing funny about it. Found out during the trial that the Dick was on duty in that store all the time, just waiting for suckers like me. They'd been caught once or twice and determined to stop it the third time.
Mm-hmm. Three's a charm. There's another nice little superstition for you, Ernie. Of all the jewelry stores in Chicago, you'd have to pick one like that.
How was I to know? I let Violet make a sap out of me, too. I should have had better sense.
Yeah, that was a pretty lousy job. You kids don't know nothing, though. You gotta be smart in this business. If you're gonna stick up a joint, plant a swell alibi, frame a slick getaway, and lay off a mauls. They crab your game every time.
Yeah? If you were so smart, what are you doing here?
Who, Chuck? Oh, he tried to rob a blind man again.
Again?
Yes, you see, he goes after the small fry. We've had him in here several times before on petty thieving, but now he's in for a long stretch as an habitual criminal.
Yeah. Can you imagine a guy like that blind man? He saw me lift his roll and yelled for a harness bull. He wasn't blind at all, that daddy crook. Oh, you guys think you're funny. Hey, what are we going to eat tonight, Johnny?
Oh, beans, I guess.
What? Again? Oh, say, listen. It ain't lucky to eat so many beans.
Lucky? Say, if I hear anything more about luck or superstition, they'll add assault and battery to my sentence. Luck. Hooey.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you? Ha, 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 ha.